Brighton Festival 2018.
So we've got time to have a chat with our reviewer, Jack Claremont. Jack has been to see Zelorys White last night at St George's Church, and he had a chat with the audience as they were leaving. Here is what went down.
I'm outside St George's Church in Kemp Town, where I've just been to see Zelorys White as part of the Brighton Festival. An intoxicating blend of traditional Greek music with bombastic, noisy drumming. I thought it was amazing, but let's see what everyone else thought.
I thought it was great. Yeah. We are from Greece as well.
Oh yeah.
And we came to his gig last year as well. But this was different, I think.
Yeah.
The new album was awesome.
I thought it was amazing, yeah. Particularly, like, they seemed to become more and more intense. Like, just when you thought they were at their optimum level, they managed to, like, look at each other and then basically take it to, like, the next level. And so, yeah, especially on that last song, it was incredible. Like, they did some sort of, like he did a lullaby, and there were, like, some barnstormers that you could sort of almost equivalate to, like, rock and roll music. But then, I don't know, it's all over the place. Yeah, it's great.
It was stunning. I'm glad I came.
Amazing.
It was a really typical Brighton experience. Absolutely superb. The support act, I was wowed by the strength that came off that guy. What a talent. I'm so glad I spoke to him afterwards. And of course, Zelorys White. What can you say?
For me, it was an astonishing performance. It was very, very powerful. I didn't expect that because it was too experimental, because the base of the songs, the traditional Cretan songs, are entirely different of what we heard today. So probably people, they are a little bit misled about the traditional Cretan music, but for people that we know the music from the traditional songs, this was something superb.
So, Cretan music of original and traditional composition. Georgios Zelorys on a kind of Cretan lute and vocals, and Jim White on the drums, collectively Zelorys White. And Jack Claremont was there. Jack, it sounded like a goodie.
Oh my goodness, it really was. It was quite spectacular. The Cretan lute is not an instrument that I've had much experience with in a live setting or on record, really. It just totally blew my mind. I got there yesterday. It was at the St. George's Church, which is a stunning, stunning space. And first of all, Daniel Bloomberg was supporting, who's just got an album come out, and I came in and it sounded like a nightmare. Now, that's a horrible thing to say, but because you had double bass, you had violin, and you had Daniel on guitar, but this kind of weird boxy guitar that he looks homemade, and they were, as I came in, they were kind of going totally frenetic, or you know, purposefully plucking off strings on the violin.
Wow.
and playing with the back of the bow, and then it just somehow out of all the murk kind of came a beautiful song, and it kind of did that for a bit, then went back into, so you were already kind of set up for a weird night of music. And then Zelorys White came on. And they are, I mean, truly, truly spectacular. The drummer, Jim White, Australian from the Dirty Three, so a lot of people kind of know just how good he is. He's like a Cafe Oto regular in London, you know, that a real kind of ambient sound. And it was. I found this album was produced by Guy Pochettino from... from Fugazi. So it has that, right? It has that kind of weird, big noise, fuzz noise.
There's so much energy to them as well.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them a couple of times. First time was at the Hope and Ruin to, like, you know, 80 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the walls were dripping.
This,
and then
it.
I think last year at Liverpool Psych Festival, I think I saw them again.
Very
so
cool.
Obviously in a much bigger environment. But it must have been amazing in St. George's Church. It must have filled that church with just chaotic noise.
Exactly. And each of them kind of bring... bring it when they need to. You know, there's certain tracks where the lute is kind of more subdued, and you've got Jim just going hell for leather on the drum kit. And then you've got bits where Jim is kind of doing a pretty proggy beat, and then Georgios Zalouris is just like, I mean, the speed of that man's hands is just incredible. The sounds that he can produce out of this kind of very traditional instrument was so interesting. It was really cool when I spoke to some of the audience afterwards. There was a lot of Greek people were there last night, and they were telling me how it was really interesting because you could hear the bass of a lot of Cretan songs there, and yet they were taking it to a new level and heightening. So just fantastic. Anyone who gets the chance to see them, go.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for that, Jack. I'm glad you had a good time.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.